The Lord has been mindful of us.
That's an amazing thought.
He's remembering. He is thinking about us. He is mindful of us. David would share in Psalm 139, "How precious also are thy thoughts towards me, O God. How vast are the sum of them. If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." The Lord is mindful of us.
Thanks for joining us for this Monday edition of Equipping the Saints, featuring the Bible teaching of Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, the title of your message might sound extreme to some of those listening today.
Yes, it might, Dave, but as we'll see today, the two eternal options for mankind couldn't be farther from one another. So if you're wondering what I'm talking about, turn with us to Psalm 115 for the answer.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. To learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt, our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
If you were able to do whatever you please and there are no consequences ever, then that puts you in a sovereign place. But for us, we are under Him and there are consequences for what we do, whether it is rewards or punishment for those who don't know Christ. But He does whatever He pleases. And praise the Lord, He's good and He's righteous and He's loving, He's kind, He's holy and just. He is sovereign. You see, we need to recognize this. Our God is in the heavens. There's nothing that can thwart Him. He does what He pleases. Look at Psalm 135. Psalm 135. Psalm 135, verse 3. "Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good." Isn't that wonderful? Amen. "Sing praises to His name, for it is lovely." Isn't that wonderful? "For the Lord God has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, He does. In the heaven and in earth, in the sea and all the depths." Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar after he repented, what he said? He thought he was the man. He thought he was the greatest guy since sliced bread. Look at all that I've done. Look at all the stuff. But God humbled him. Turn to Daniel chapter 4 and we see what Nebuchadnezzar says concerning God. We need to get a better view of our God from the Word of God. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. And I love this part because it seems to imply that we will see Nebuchadnezzar in heaven. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. "But at the end of the period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever." This is the same guy that's making statues of himself and saying, when the whistles blow and all this stuff, you got to bow down and worship me, right? He's not saying that anymore, is he? He says he praised Him who lives forever. "For His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing." Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the greatest guy on earth at that time, kingdom-wise. The world's empire, he was the leader. And look at what he's saying. "All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but He does according to His will in the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can ward off His hand or say to Him, 'What hast thou done?'" No one can do that. He does as He pleases. He does as He pleases. We have a tremendous God who is in the heavens. And He does as He pleases. Now notice in contrast to God who is in the heavens, who does what He pleases, He now contrasts with the idols of the nations. Back in Psalm 115, verse 4, "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands." And folks, idols are things in which we trust in. They are things in which we believe that if we give them honor or reverence or whatever it may be, that we might get helped in something. It's something beyond us. It's an idol. It's an idol. And idols are in anything that we put trust in. Yet that trust should only be reserved for God. Notice he says, "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hand." Then he continues, They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. They have noses, they cannot smell. They have hands, they cannot feel. They have feet, they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. They can't speak, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't smell, they can't feel, they can't walk. They can't make a sound with their throat. And not only this, they're not alive and they can't do anything. That's the idols of the nations. You see those silly little idols in like the Uber cars, you know, or whatever, or you go into a Chinese restaurant, there's a big gold fat guy there, you know. These are idols. They trust in them. But it's a piece of gold or a piece of fake gold or whatever it is. It doesn't speak. It can't hear. They can't feel. They can't walk. They can't do anything and they can say nothing. They're completely inadequate for help. Completely inadequate. Now, folks, in this day and age, we don't have outright idols like this, although there's some like I just mentioned. But we don't. But we have things that we attribute our trust to at times. And God says to us, little children, guard yourselves from idols. Those things that you would subtly trust in other than the Lord. Whether it's about physical health or things like that, or there's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of fables and stuff out there. There's all kinds of stuff out there that Christians buy into and subtly trust in. And we need to, not just you all, we need to guard ourselves from idols. Guard ourselves from idols. They can't do anything. They can't say anything. And they're in opposition to the trust of the Lord. It is in opposition to trusting in the Lord. Guard yourselves from idols. And notice what he says. These people who trust in these have a horrible future ahead. If you trust in anything other than Christ, you have a horrible future ahead. Notice he says, those who make them will become like them. Everyone who trusts in them. And that's the key. They're trusting in them. They're idols. Pretty straightforward. Those who trust in them are going to become like them. And what does that mean? Well, what is it that characterizes these idols? They are without life. They are dead. And they cannot speak. Look at verse 5. They have mouths. They cannot speak. Middle verse 7. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Then look down at verse 17. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. They're going to become like them in that they will no longer be able to express their will through their mouths. They will be dead and unable to speak, to exercise their wills. They'll be silent, those who go down into silence. You know, the Bible reveals what hell is like. It is created for the devil and his angels, but yet mankind rebelled. And when mankind rejects God's gracious offer of salvation through Jesus Christ, they are destined for the second death, the lake of fire. And it's burning with fire and brimstone. And it is also spoken of as black darkness. But here we see it's also silence. There's silence in hell. It's not a bunch of people conversing about all their good times back on earth. There's silence. Those who make them will be like them, and everyone who trusts in them, you will be eternally silenced. But notice the contrast. Verse 9, O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Israel, speaking of the Jewish people, those who were in a covenant relationship with the Lord, those who were now commanded to trust in the Lord. They're to trust in him because, look at, notice, he is their help and shield. And then notice, we have a command to Israel's priests. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Wonderful statement. He is their help and shield. Then we have a blanket statement that applies to all true believers. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their hope and shield. Do you fear in the Lord? Trust in him. Trust in him. We have all kinds of subtle things that pull our hearts away from trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Don't lean on your own understanding. Those who fear the Lord. Well, who are those who fear the Lord? Those are those who have come into a right relationship with the living God through the forgiveness of sins that was provided through the seed of Abraham, the son of David, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would come and die for our sins on the cross and be raised from the dead. See, the Bible makes it clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Paul makes it clear there is no fear of God before their eyes, Romans chapter 3. Man does not fear God in his sinful state. But when we are forgiven, we are restored in a relationship with him, and we are caused to see him rightly as God, to see ourselves rightly as his creation, his forgiven creation, and to fear him. I love this. Psalm 130. Psalm 130. We have the reality that you can't stand before God, Psalm 130. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Who could stand? If you were to mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Psalm 130. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Forgiveness is the key to the ability to fear God. It's our forgiveness in Christ that causes us to fear the Lord, to give him reverence, to be conscious of him in our actions, to fear his response, not of punishment, but of displeasure, grief, and discipline. It is the recognition of our own sinfulness and God's right to judge, yet his great forgiveness in Christ that draws us rightly before him to fear him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom or beginning of knowledge. The reality is, if we've been saved, we've been called to fear the Lord. Called to fear the Lord. A lot of passages on this. Let me read a couple of these. Proverbs 3:7, do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Proverbs 18:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, the pride, arrogance, and the evil way. Proverbs 14:29, in the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. His children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life that one may avoid the snares of death. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is instruction for wisdom. Proverbs 16:6, by loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And he says here, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always live in the fear of the Lord. The Apostle Peter shares it this way. He shares in 1 Peter chapter 1, and if you address the Father as one who impartially judges according to each man's work, if you know he is the judge, and you know that you've been relieved from that judgment through the Son who gave himself for us, and you should fear God. He says, conduct yourselves in fear during your time stay upon earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished, spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you. We know where to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. You who fear the Lord, trust him. You who fear the Lord, trust him. Trust the Lord. He is their help and shield. He's your help and shield. Again, I shared this earlier, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You see, throughout Scripture, believers are identified as those who trust in the Lord. And when they do so, they're actually blessed. Actually blessed. We're blessed to trust in him. And we're commanded to trust in him. He is our God above the heavens, does as he pleases. And he is our help. He is our protection and shield. If you're relying on anything other than Christ to help you and protect you, then I believe you're a very unhappy Christian. It is only Christ who is our shield and our help. Don't rely on anything else. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. Throw away all that junk you hear in those Christian radio shows, unless it's the Word of God telling you to trust in Christ. He is our shield and our help. Take a look at Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Cursed, trust in your flesh, trust in your man, you're cursed. Verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. You're blessed. You're blessed if you trust in the Lord. And we're commanded to do that. You who fear, trust in the Lord. You see, because he's our shield and he's our help. And you see that in the psalmist who's trust in the Lord. You see them declaring the Lord being their shield. When they trust in him, you have these words coming from their mouths, inspired by the Spirit, that God is their trust. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. That's what we need. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains should slip into the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains should quake at its swelling pride, Selah. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I'll help you. Surely I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is our help and shield. What about Psalm 18? Turn to Psalm 18. You see, if you trust in the Lord, you'll be able to declare these truths from a heart that believes them. That believes them. Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Amen. My God, my rock, in whom I take what? Refuge. My shield and my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the name of the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am safe from my enemies. Look down verse 30, same psalm, Psalm 18. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. Sets me upon my high places. Trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend bows of bronze. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand upholds me. And thy gentleness makes me great. And then the second half of verse 30, he is a shield to all who take refuge in him. Trust in the Lord. He is our help. He is our only help. He is our shield. He is our only shield. Tremendous reality. And notice the result for those who trust in him rather than idols. Look at verse 13 back in our passage, and I'm going to read up through it. You who fear the Lord, verse 11, trust in the Lord. He is our help and shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small with the great. The Lord has been mindful of us. He's thinking of us. That's an amazing thought. He's remembering. He is thinking about us. He is mindful of us. David would share in Psalm 139, how precious also are thy thoughts towards me, O God. How vast are the sum of them. If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. The Lord is mindful of us. But notice what he's going to do to those who trust him. He will bless you. He says here, he will bless us. And notice he had the three categories that we saw earlier, those who were exhorted to trust in him. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord. That's us. The small together with the great. No matter who you are, you fear the Lord. And because you're forgiven in Christ, if you trust him, he'll bless you. Trust him. Trust the Lord. What areas are you not trusting him? Is it physical? Is it relational? Is it threats? What is it? Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And he'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll protect you and he'll help you. All throughout Scripture, we see the ones who trust him are blessed. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. How blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Psalm 84, verse 5. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Psalm 84, verse 12. As I mentioned earlier, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Jeremiah 17:7. Who is your trust? Who is your refuge and strength? We falter. We're human beings. We fail. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Confess when you fail. Trust in him. Rely on him. He is our shield. He is our help. He is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. He will bless those, verse 13, this is future, those who fear the Lord, the small and the great. And notice he just piles it on here. Verse 14, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. May this happen to you. This is God's desire, inspired. So often we see God so wrong in our difficulties. We see that he just wants to make it difficult for us. That's not his desire. He loves us, and any difficulty that comes our way is for our blessing. It's for good. He turns it for good. We got to see him rightly. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker in heaven and earth. Now look at verse 16. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The Lord is the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are his, but in contrast, he has given the earth to the sons of men. And this is somewhat difficult in the context of what we've been looking at. See how it fits in there. So what is he saying? I believe he's saying there's basically here, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, the earth is given to the sons of men, and within the earth being given to the sons of men, there are two choices. Trust in him, or you trust in yourself and idols. Trust in those things. Trust in him. Notice what he says here in verse 17, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down to the silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord. Here we have Hebrew parallelism. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do those who go down to silence. Speaking of those who have died in their sins, they don't praise the Lord in hell. Yes, they will bow their knees and confess that he is the Lord, but they're not praising him in eternity. They are silenced forever. Forever. But notice the contrast. But as for us, those of who trust in the Lord, who fear in the Lord, we will bless the Lord from this time, now, and from ever forth. In contrast to those who don't praise the Lord on their way to becoming just like their idols, but as for us, we will bless the Lord. We will bless the Lord from this time forever forth. The term bless here speaks to kneel, to praise, to bless. And it's throughout the Psalms. We'll bless the Lord now. Praise the Lord. And we'll do it forever and forever and forever. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give glory because of thy loving kindness, because of thy truth.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org.
Friend, before we close today's broadcast, I want to talk to you directly about your eternal destiny. If you were to die right now, do you know where you would spend eternity? If you're unsure, here are some important questions to answer. Do you believe that you are a sinner in need of forgiveness, that you've sinned against a holy God? Do you believe that you are unable to do anything about your sinful condition? Do you believe that Jesus is God, that he took on human flesh, that he came and lived the sinless life and went to the cross and died for your sins? He was buried and rose from the dead 3 days later. Do you believe that his work on the cross was sufficient to forgive you of your sins? Are you willing to acknowledge that until you repent of your sins and turn to the Lord Jesus to save you, that you deserve hell and will be sent there? If you believe these things and want to receive Jesus' offer of eternal salvation, then you need to turn to him and ask him. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Father, I thank you so much for your word and your son Jesus. And I pray for those listening today who
who do not know you, who still are in their sins, that they would turn from their sin and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation, that they would be saved. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your Son, and it is in his name we pray.
If you've taken that eternally important step, we'd love to come alongside you in your new relationship with Christ. So would you take a moment and contact us? We'd like to send you our new believers packet. In that packet, you'll find a message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt, some helpful Bible study tools, and a Bible. It's our gift to you to help you in your new relationship with Christ. You can request your new believers packet online at etsradio.org, or if you prefer, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And from all of us at Equipping the Saints, welcome to the family.